Chapter 14, Devotional 31, Yes and Amen, Power in Agreement. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 reveal to us, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes." Understanding and agreement are powerful. Boards of directors aim for understanding and agreement to oversee daily operations and guide the complex process of company mergers or acquisitions. Executives and managers aim for understanding and agreement from employees on profitability, production, quality, and safety goals and objectives. Supervisors aim for understanding and agreement on work assignments, schedules, and priorities. Employees aim for understanding and agreement with each other so they can work as a team and meet expectations placed on them by supervisors. In these verses, Paul urges us to add amen to Jesus, yes. With Jesus, the answer was always yes. He never wavered or said maybe. He never said yes when he meant no. He never hesitated to say yes and perform God's will. He never said, "I'm too busy, sorry, I have to go, running late." Never said that to the lost, sick, blind, lame, hungry, poor, and needy. Jesus always says yes. Are you in the habit of saying yes to every prompting from the Holy Spirit? Are you learning to imitate Jesus by looking for the needy wherever you go? Do you stop to give encouragement, comfort, or prayer to total strangers? Do you seek opportunities to add amen to every yes? What does amen really mean? Is it simply, "That's it, that's the end of the sermon or prayer"? It's important to understand that it means it is so, so be it. We're expressing agreement with God and each other when we say amen. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to show you the yes and amen moments in your life. Say yes and amen to God's will for your life. Like Jesus, always say yes to God and end your conversations with a loud amen. Lord, thank you for your word. Jesus, teach me to be like you in all I do and speak. Yes and amen to the Holy Spirit, that I may honor and glorify you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.